Okay, Rabbi Yisai, today's daf is daf Lamed Aleph. We're holding the bottom of daf Lamed Amud Beis, the last two lines. And we're continuing to talk about the inyan of Yayin, wine that belongs to the Goyim. Talking more Rav Asi, Rav Yochanan. Rav Yochanan, remember Rav Yochanan. Misham Rav Yudah ben Beseir, Shloisha Yenoi saying, there are three different types of wine. What do you mean three different types? We mean three different halachas that apply to wine. Halacha number one is Yayin Nesach. Yayin Nesach means Yayin that was actually used for Nisach HaYayin for Takroivis Avodah Zarah. A guy took wine and he used it for libations. He poured it out in front of the Avodah Zarah. That has a din of not only Asr B'Hanah, but Rabbi Yochanan says something Gevaldik. Umetame Tumachamura Bekezayis. What means Tumachamura? Rashi says it has the same din as Oyel Hames. Wow. Just like if Chas V'Sholem, a person passes away in a house, in a room, somebody enters into that room, he becomes Tamei, all the furniture, everything inside that room, everything is Tamei, everything in the house is Tamei. If you have a bottle of Yayin Nesach in a room, everything in that room becomes Tamei. Like Tumas Oyelaves. Unbelievable. How do we know this? Says the Gemara, because we learned yesterday the din of Takrovis Avodah Zarah from Zivchei Mesim. Remember we had four psukim back to back. Just like a mess is Metame Ba'oil, also Yayin Nesach and Metame Ba'oil. But the Gemara adds one second. Gemara adds one more Nekuda. And that is, we're not talking about a Shir Revias, we're talking about a Shir Kezias. And the reason why we're talking about a Shir Kezias is because you learn it from a mess. Mess, by definition, is a solid. And therefore, Yayin also, you have the same Shir of Kezias. So you're thinking to yourself, but this is a liquid and this is a solid. Avada. And because of that, you have the long toises. But the bottom line is, it's quite simple. You go and take a kli and you measure a kezias. How do you measure kezias in a kli? You take a kezias and you put it into a kli, for instance, that's full to the top with water. You go and put the kezias in, and then you see how much water folds over the side, collect that together in a kli, and you know that that is the volume of the kezias. Oh! And that is the volume of the wine that would be metame tumachamura, like a tumas oil that we just explained. Yes, Barry.
But a meisel server of his dam is metame like.
But we don't learn it from the dam. That's from a separate pasuk. That's from nafshois. Here we learn it from the zivchei meisim themselves. Zivchei meisim, meis happens to be a kezias. If you're curious more about this, you have the two toises in over here. If you look at the middle toises, which is a small toises, Tame Tuma Chamur Bekezayis of Philip A. Sil the Bo Revius in Perikamoit Siyayin Gabi in the Bailis, the Ka'omer Afkish Timli. So, like Tuma Elev Revius, Hayo Vyacha Likrish Lamal Kezayis, Hocha Moido, but here the Moide! The Sagi Bekezayis, the Hayo Venasa, Vitam Takravis, Metam Bekezayis, Kemoi Zevach.
Elsewhere, I think we hear about the case of Asdab when it's congealed.
Yes, but that's not by wine.
It's really just a real chumrah because such a small amount is displaced by a kezias.
It's such a big chumrah that it's considered to be like a mess, that the whole oil is stomach. Can you imagine you have a cup? You don't have to have a ganta, a whole barrel. A little cup like this. This is probably a sheer kezias, more or less, maybe more, maybe less. Good. What happens if this has an yayin nesach, that was misnasach, everything inside the soil was tummy, tummy, yikr, everybody's tummy. Remember, how did we learn the whole din of yayin nesach? The Gemara brought, we have four psukim. We said, asher chelev zvachemo yoychelu yishtu yayin nesicham, back on Chof Tes Amud Beis. So therefore, I was makish yayin nesach to the case of chelev zvachemo of a zevach of a carbon. Meaning a takroidis. Ma zevach osbano, avyayin nami osbano. And zevach kufay minolam, because I learned by yitzamdu va'apor, vayoichu zevchay meisim. Ma meis osbano, av zevach nami osbano. Oh, so therefore it has the status of a mess, just like the din of a mess is metamba oil b'shir kizayis. So too, a takroidis, as well as yayin esach, is metamba tumas oil. Now that's the first of the three halachas. Halacha number two, Rabbosai, is stam yenam. What means stam yenam? Stam yenam means wine that is owned by a goy, which he did not use for yayin nesach. He did not pour it for avodah zarah. He might be an atheist. but he has wine. What's the din with this wine? This wine is it's all to us, but not. Why? It wasn't this Nasa Zukrashi. Al Gzeira. Mishum Gzeiras Yayin Nasa. We're going to have other Gemaras which are going to talk about the Isra Chasnus, because we're worried about a similar. Yavad, but that's not our Gemara today. Our Gemara today is Gzeira Stamienim or to Yayin Nasa. But because it's only a Gzeira Dirabonot, there is no din by the Tumma of a Gzeira. And now it's only Metami Tumas Mashkin Birvias. What does that mean, Metami Tumas Mashkin Birvias? Explain to Rashi. Like any mashkin, in fact, there is no chiddush over here. Meaning, what happens if you have a cup of water and a sheret touched it, or a neveila touched it, or someone else that is tamei touched it? It now becomes a rishon l'tumah. Since it's a vlada tumah, rishon l'tumah, it cannot be metamei odem v'kelim. It can only be metamei oichlur mashkin. What's the shear? A shear of revias. That's the answer. It's another zishka grows a chiddush. It's just telling you it has the same normal status of regular mashkin that can be metame, others be revias. The Rashi is nitaz a poshut because Roiv Rishonim learn, and even Rashi himself learns in other places to metame tumas mashkin. You don't need a revias. You only need a mashehu. Here it says revias. So. Himself, and because of that you have the Langa Tesis here on Lamed Omid Beis, where Tosis respectfully disagrees with the Rashi, and he says we're not talking about the regular normal Tumas Mashkin, we're talking about a different type of Tumas Mashkin, Ayin Shom and Tosis for homework. But that's level number 2 of Yenois, and now we're up to level number 3. We start off Sholosh Yenois. So what's the third one? Hamafkid yenoi eitzel eved kechavim. What happens? A person has a barrel of wine and he leaves it as a pikodin with a shoimer agoy, and now he picks it up a week or a month later. Does he have to be noivis that maybe the goy switched this wine for other wine? Says Rabbi Yochanan, you do have to be noivis to a certain extent. Osir b'shtia. Don't drink for it. You never know. Maybe he switched it. But, after all, it's only a chashash. Efshe, maybe, could be. So the Chachamim only said, but it's mutter b'hano, as opposed to the din of the Yayin Nesach, and the Stam Yenim, which is osir b'hano. Here it's only mutter b'hano. ממחליף את התירא עוד מעט שאנחנו מדברים על חליפין ולא מדברים על מגיע. פרנקי מרבותנן, how did you possibly say that? We learned in the Mishnah, mafkid peiros of eitzel chaveri, eitzel oivik chavim. Sorry. Person goes and gives peiros to a goy to hold on to as a pikodin. How did henki peiros of shal oivik chavim lishvias olamaiser? He then picks up those peiros a week later. What does he have to do? He has to treat these peiros as if, number one, if it's a regular year, as if no trumas or maisis were given. And number two, if it's a shmita year, he has to consider it as if it's shmita produce, which has all the hilchos shmita. You're not allowed to do schoiri, you're not allowed to go and sell it. And after this manbir, you have to mevayim and abayis, etc., etc. Now why? After all, his peiros that he originally gave to the Ovi Chavim, they were not from shmita produce, and he had already given ale trumas and maisis. But the chshash is, maybe it was machlif. Look at the Rashi starting on the 4th line. That's why our good friend Rabbi Chil, you see that the chash over here is in chalipin. The hochenami. So freight the gemara yet by uns in case number 3. Hamafkid yenoi eitzel oivik echovim. Hochenami dilma chalfe. Maybe utak was machlif by chamad oivik echovimu. And maybe this is real McCoy. This is real goyisha wine. And therefore either he was menasachit, or even if he wasn't menasachit, it's stam yenim, it's osir bano. So why did we say in halacha number 3, mutter bano? Lechoyd, if I'm worried about chalipin, it should be osir bano. It's talking about in the case of Rabbi Yochanan, that he set it aside in Keren Zavis. Now, Parsha Pshat in Keren Zavis means he put it in a special corner.
Yeah,
but that doesn't really get you very far, because what you put in a corner, you can take out of a corner.
Yeah.
That the Ikr is not the Keren Zavis. The Ikr is Mosalei Mafteach. He put in a Keren Zavis, and then he went and locked it up, and he sealed it up, and he said, here's the key, and you can go and get it whenever you want, or he put a choysim around it, like you have the choysim that you have on bottles of wine and things of that nature. We're going to talk more about choysamais a little bit further. Don't be nervous. Anyway, so the point is, when Rabbi Yochanan said about the mafkid yeinoi eitzel oivik echovim, why did he say that it's mutmano? Maybe it was nischalev. Says Imara, it cannot be that it was nischalev because he has the key and he has the choysim on this barrel. Frank Imara, once you're telling me that it's almost, you know, 100%, it's sealed, metaki, metachoysim, so then it should be mutter bishtia too. And not only because Alpi Svara it should be mutter bishtia, to Rabbi Yochanan, the same Rabbi Yochanan that we started off with, this is Rabbi Yochanan speaking. Ha Rabbi Yochanan ikla leparud. Rabbi Yochanan once came to a city by the name of Parud. And who was the previous chief rabbi in Parud? Was none other than the Greise Bar Kapor. Bar Kapor unfortunately had already passed away. And Rabbi Yochanan now comes to Par and he says, Oma klum yesh mishnas Bar Kapor. Do we have, Kapor is Nishda, but do we have Talmidim that have the Mishnah and the Gemoris and the Mamoris what Bar Kapor taught? In other words, Bar Kapor even Arizik Talmud Chacham, you can imagine. And Bar Kapor taught many halachas during his lifetime. Do we have Talmidim over here that have copies of the Shiurim, that have tapes of the Shiurim? Can we find out? Yeah. Zukti Mari, yeah, Siddur. Who do we have that was a Voki Mishnah Bar Kapor? Tonalei Reb Tanchum de Mid Parut. Oh, Reb Tanchum lived here in the town of Parut. And he said, Hamafkid yeinoi eitel oivik echovim moter bishtia. Oh, oh, ho. It's talking not osir bishtia like the Gemara said on the third line. He said moter bishtia. And when Rabbi Yochanan heard this, Rabbi Yochanan was so happy. Eket tanz fin simcha. And he said about this Reb Tanchum and about Bar Kapor, Mokem Shiipala Eitz Shom Yehu. This is a pasuk, and that pasuk in Kehelet says, wherever the tree fell, there it shall be. On the surface, the words Kleidim Zachnish, it doesn't make sense. Shom Yehu, Solkadaitach. If the tree fell down, it's going to be carted away, and it's not going to be Shom Yehu. If the tree was alive, then Shom Yehu, it'll stay there. But if the tree is dead, presumably they're going to cut into lumber and it's chavek demen. Hello, Pshan, the pasuk is Shom Yehu Pei Roisav. Where the Groisa Eitz Bar Kapora was, the Gemara sometimes compares Tami the Chum to Eitz. Iloni Rav Revigot the Gemara. Ki Adam Eitz Asad, the Gemara says, Eitz is referring to the Eoy that was there, the Groisa. Yeah. Anyway, the point is, Eitz Maintach HaGroisa Boim, and with the Boim fell away, but Baruch Hashem, the Pedis are still here. And so therefore, the Yerichon say, even though Bar Kapora is Nishda, Abed Tanchum is Nishda, oh! And Reb Tanchum told us it's Mutter Bishdia. Anyway, is the Chshver. The same Rabbi Yochanan said on line 3 from the top that a mafkid yenei eitzel oivichom aser bishtia. And now Rabbi Yochanan is dancing with pride, with simcha, about what he heard from Rabbi Tanchum, that it's mutter bishtia. Rabbi Yochanan, make up your mind. Is it mutter bishtia? Is it aser bishtia? I'm Rabbi Zeyra Leikasha. It's a machloikas her blazer rabban and a machloikas her blazer rabban. Who is her blazer rabban? The sign you learned in the braisa. Echad leikeach. V'echad asoich rabbayis bach. A person went and left wine by the goy. Oh, like Rashi said before, that's the case of Yichud like Keren Zovias. The Mafteach HaChoysim B'Yad Yisrael. The Yisrael comes back a week later. He wants to take the wine. He wants to be able to drink it or sell it. Can he? Reb Lezer Matir, Rashi says, Afilu Bishtia. That's Reb Tanchum. Reb Tanchum said it's worth even Bishtia. The Chacham Mois and the Chacham say that it's Aser. What are they Aser? They Aser Mishdiya, but it's still Mutter Bahano. So therefore, the Rabbi Yochanan and Nishkastira, the first Rabbi Yochanan on the top was talking about Aser Mishdiya Aliba de Chachamim, and that Rabbi Yochanan that was so happy with Rabbi Tanchem, that's Rabbi Lezer. Yes, Barry, what's your
question? Why are you making a Machlokas tonight? Rabbi Yochanan came to Arun. the place, Parur.
Yeah.
Beforehand, he said it was Usur, and then when he heard Bar Kapara, he revised his. Why are we saying.
It's not just a question of the steer of Yochanan. The kasha is that we said before in the case of Mapke Parois of Eitzel Chavim, by Parois, I have to be Choshish that the Oivet Chavim was Machlef, Lishvish Lamaiset. And therefore, it should be not only Usur Bishtir, it should be Usur Banot. Why did Rabbi Yochanan say it's mutter bana? Well, it's not a problem. We're talking about yichud like keren zavius. What's the din of keren zavius? Talking about mitamateach, mitachoisim. Then you don't have to worry about that the goy tampered with it, that it was machlev it. No, ibazoyev, it should be even mutter b'shtia. Al pi svar. And not only that, al pi svar should be mutter b'shtia, but there's the famous story in Parvid, mit bar kaparim, mit rabtanchim, that says mutter b'shtia. But even if I didn't have that story, it doesn't make sense. If it happens to be under lock and key, in a special keren zavius, then of course, it should be mutter b'shtia, because if no, we're assuming that nobody else had a copy of the key, that was the only key in town, and that was the only chosim on it, so a double pasha should be mutter b'shtia. Afraid of the Gemara, why would it say osir b'shtia? So you enter, talking about Karen's obvious, mitter Karen's obvious, it should be mutter b'shtia. For the Gemara, nishke ferlich. This is talking Aliba de Reblezer, who holds taket, mutter b'shtia, in a chanami, Reblezer holds mutter, like Reb Tanchem and Parvid, while Reb Yoichan on the top, what he said, it's also b'shtia, he's quoting the Chachamim that hold that it's awesome. So this is not a stir of Yoichan of Yoichan, this is not a kash al piswara, it's a machloikis, like many machloikis in Shas. Kvar hoyu loylamim, we find machloikis in all the time. And now we have a long list of amiroim, Reb Chiya Berei, Reb Chiya Bar Nachmeini, Reb Chizda, Rav, Yamli, Reb Chizda, Ziri, Yamli, Reb Chizda, Amli, Abba Bar Chama, Hachi, Ziri. Halacha kireb lezer, we talk about pasuk kireb lezer, the rabbi lezer holds that if you have a mafteach or a choysam, it's mutter not only bano, but it's mutter even bishtia, like Rabbi Yochanan was so happy when he heard Rabbi Tanchum de Midparut. Good. Now we started talking about the choysamois, we're going to talk okay, so now the Gemara is asking, now the Gemara is going to tell us what the halacha is, and we're going to talk about chosamois now. A chosam, as you know, means that you put a seal on, or a metazigal, as you say, on an item to make sure that people can identify that it was not switched, it was not exchanged, it was not tampered with. You have a chosam. Question is one chosam enough? Is two chosamis enough? And we're going to have now a machloikis, and we're going to have an ikadi amri in the machloikis. So the first version is Rav Luza. Hakol mishtamer b'choisim echad. Anything and everything, flesh and fish, anything that you have a shaylon, all you have to have is one choisim, and that's already enough. That afterwards you can identify, you don't have to worry about that the goy was machlif. Because after all, even with a choysim, it doesn't mean that it's impossible to be machlif. It just means that there's a tircha to be machlif. You have to take off the old choysim, and you have to take out the contents and switch it, and then you have to put a new choysim on, and you're going to have to put it on in such a way that nobody will be able to recognize that somebody made a switch. But anyway, so therefore, says Reb Luzer, Hakum mishtam b'choysim echad chutz min hayayin. Yain, however, is different. She'ein mishtam b'choysim echad, one choysim is not enough. You're wondering to yourself, how could yayin be more chomer than, for instance, flesh? And the answer is very simple. Because by regular piece of meat, worse comes to worse, you're eating a nevel or treifa, which is terrible. Avad, a nevel or treifa. But here you're talking about potential of yayin nesach. Yayin nesach is doch not only osu b'achil, it's osu b'ano. Not only osu b'ano, it's metamei toma chamura. It's a givaldik. So this yayin nesach is much, much worse. And even if it's dam yayinam, it's still osu b'ano alz gezeira. So therefore, it's not only an isr achila, it's an isr hana. Ken kvod rab batza shoel?
To what oil,
then? Rak be... Yayin nesach, ken.
Tzerich azah.
כן, אחד שנמצא בתור אוהל המת, צריך עזה מפרה אדומה, פעמיים, ביום שלישי או ביום שביעי.
אז גם ביין.
כן, הכל. אם זה יין נסח אמיתי, יין נסח ממש, לא גזירה, ממש יין נסח.
צריך שבעה,
שלישי ושביעי. שלישי ושביעי, כן. וואו. כן.
Maybe.
Yes.
May I suggest?
Yes, you can make two suggestions. You're a chosh of a guest who married Israel, even three. Bakasha.
I mean, no kosev shabai, apple, and I don't think the problem is that meat, flesh, or fish is a lesser thing than Yayin Nesach.
Right.
the other way around. I think that yain is such an important thing
yeah.
that a goy
mm-hmm.
would make all the necessary bodiness
uh-huh.
to break the seal.
It's a valuable thing.
Beautiful. Okay.
You work hard for it, goy. Two chosomas, it's too hard for him. One chosom, it will make the job.
Why is he so more makbin on the yain than on the
yain? Yain is nesef. We're talking about a
real. He wants him menasech.
It's not a regular goy. This is the one who says.
He wants to do avodah zarah.
Exactly. You don't do avodah zarah with the flesh. You do avodah zarah with the yain.
So ultimately, you're coming back to the same svar again. The reason why yain is more chomer is because
he wants to touch it.
It's avodah zarah.
Avodah zarah. Yain nesef by meaning. It's avodah zarah thing.
Exactly. It's avodah zarah. That's why avodah zarah. That's why it's metamet mechamura. That's why osim bano. And that's why
he works so hard.
He wants to work hard. Yeah, he's up there. Good. Very good. Anyway, so getting back to the Gemara, anything else, flesh and fish, one chosim is enough. Chutz v'nei yain she'ein mishtam v'chosim echad, you have to have two chosim lois. For Rabbi Yochanan Omar, afilu yain mishtam v'chosim echad, even yain one chosim is enough. V'loi pligi. But there is no machlokes. Now, the Gemara doesn't mean there's no machlokes. There's a crystal clear machlokes. It just means to say it's not a new machlokes. This is the same old machlokes, the alta machlokes from Deiris Tzrik. Nishkanai machlokes, Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Luzer, is the old machlokes between Reb Lezer and the Rabbanim. Reb Lezer that said before that if you have a mafteach or choysim echad is mutter b'shtia, so you only need one choysim. That's Reb Yochanan. Reb Yochanan said, afil yayim mishtame b'choysim echad. Exactly, respective teachers. However, the other one, the Rebbe Lozer, that's more machmir, and he says that you have to have two chaysamis. He learns like the Rabbanan that it would be aser b'shtia with one chaysam, but two chaysamis are enough.
So Rabbanan actually will.
Will what?
Let you drink the wine if you had two chaysamis.
Two chaysamis, yes.
This is what Reb Lezer says.
Reb Lezer says one chaysam is enough. Rabbanan say two chaysamis. But one chaysam is not enough according to Rabbanan. According to Reb Lezer, one chaysam is enough. According to Rabbanan, you have to have two. Now, there's Ikud Yamid. There's another version where it's much more chomer aboisai. It's hair raising. Omer Reb Lezer, hakel mishtamer b'chaysam b'toy chaysam, chutz min ayayin shei mishtamer b'chaysam b'toy chaysam. Even chaysam is not enough. You'd presumably have to have at least three, or maybe in the Dover Soif, maybe no matter how many chosamais, you cannot leave ever wine in the reshus of an akum because you have to worry about that he'll be mezayifit for purposes of nisuch ha-yayin. Rabbi Yochanan Amar afil yayin mishtam b'chosam b'toy chosam, chosam b'toy chosam is enough. You don't have to have more than two, but one is not enough. You have to have at least two. Rabbi Lezer said before that one mafteach or one choysim is enough. Utravai, according to the second version, both Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yochanan hold like the Rabbanon, that the Rabbanon hold that choysim echad is not enough, and therefore that's why it's aser b'shtia. The only question is, how far reaching do the Rabbanan go in their halacha of Isur B'shtia? Ma'asav Kibli Rabbanan later, Reb Lezer, that's Reb Lezer, B'choysim Echad. If there's only one choysim, that's where they say, no, choysim Echad, that's not enough. No, one choysim not enough, you gotta have two. B'choysim B'choysim, that shard is already enough. Ma'asav B'choysim B'choysim, that even choysim B'choysim is also not enough. Still not enough, because I'm afraid that the goy is going to be mezayif, if he's going to open up the chaysamis, he's going to be menasach the yayin, he's going to put the yayin, other yayin back, or the yayin that was menasach will put back, and then he'll put the chaysamis back, and therefore, osir, osir, osir.
It's interesting, our guest, the point about it being a valuable thing, chosim to chosim actually invites the guy to be more energetic.
Yeah.
I don't think is so.
It's not so hard.
And if the Jews are guarding this so hard, then it invites more and more desire.
It incentivizes him to go energetic.
Beautiful.
Okay. We've spoken so much about choysim b'toy choysim. Freiti mar heichi domi choysim b'toy choysim. How can you have choysim b'toy choysim? Zok to ritva. The Gemara knows for sure that there's an easy way of choysim b'toy choysim. What's a toy choysim? You have two containers. You have first a small container, and you go and put a choysim on it. You seal it mit azigol mit aganza maisa, and then you put it into a second container, and that second container you also put mit azigol mit aganza maisa. That's easy. That's not the Gemara's shy. The Gemara is asking: is it possible to do without the benefit of two containers and have as a choysim b'toy choysim? How do you have two choysim? How does that work?
Do it.
How do you do? Now we're going through the mechanics. Zog Gemara, Omer Rav, and the Gemara gives three examples. Example number one is Agano or Agno de Puma de Chavita. The what's meant Agno de Puma Chavita? Chavita, everybody knows, means a barrel. Puma means the opening, the peh of the barrel. And you took an Agno. Rashi said Agno means a Mizrok. We're going to have Mizrok in this week's Sedra. Mizrok means a basin in the Mishkan, and the Beis Hamikdash was a Mizrok for Dam, to Mekabel the Dam. Here it's a basin like you use for Negel Vasa, any type of basin. And Rashi says, if you look at the Rashi in the middle of the Omid, you take the Mizrok and you turn it upside down, and you put it on the top of the barrel. So apparently this was a very large basin. It was larger than the ganze chavias. In other words, the width of the chavias. You put the mizrak on top. And then continue next ration and shrika. You go and take tochbetit. You go and shmir around it lime or cement on all sides. V'divek svivois piha mizrak l'defani achavias. You attached the top basin to the chavias and now becomes one entity. This is now...
That's all like we have by Betuma.
I'm sorry?
Thank you.
Yeah, Tzomit, that only helps the Gabi Klicheres. It doesn't help the Gabi anything.
It's hermetically sealed.
Yes, hermetically sealed. Yes, in the sense, it's a nice parallel. Shkoyach Bari. And he's talking about it. Now, Rashi leaves out, however, the second part. And that second part is that after he does the Shrika, says he more v'chassima. This chassima means almost like a ksiva v'chassima toiva, which means that you have to go and now put a seal into that tit. Seal doesn't necessarily mean like the seals that you have in the offices that you use, the lawyer's offices. A seal means that you have to go and write some sort of inscription on the seal that you should be able to identify by putting your name on the Hashkucha of the Chvayis Sachtes Rabunim, or whatever you want to put on, the Chazaynish, or the Betzkeruv, or Rav Landau, any type of chasima that you put on it is identifiable that this was under the authority of someone who put on this chasim. So you have the chasim is that you put the additional kli on top, you put the cement, the lime around it, and you put the chasima on it. That's how the chasima does chasima. The loy, and if you don't have that loy, nish is nish. But I have another example. The next example is a dikula. A dikula is a basket. Umehedik, and you go and put it on very, very tightly. Look at the next Rashi. Dikula. Kofa sal. Sal is a basket that you put again upside down. Al pi chavis on top of the barrel. The chavis magupa. And the chavis already previously was sealed. Magupa means that it was a sealed barrel. The hainu beis chesomis. What's the beis chesomis? Magupa is a chavis. Shidvukim a chavis. The nisiyabsha. That's the regular normal seal. But the sal kofi aleh. But a salad's coffee aleh, so you just take it off. No, Rabbi Isai. Next Rashi, mehadik. You put it on nichlis bedoichek piasal if loyas achovias. It wasn't just put on it. Simply, you had to go and put on pressure. Any of you that ever tried to go and close a suitcase which was over full, so you have three people sitting on it, you ask your mother-in-law and you ask your son to go and sit on the suitcase to be able to go and close and zipper it up. Here too, we're talking about you weren't able to easily put the sal. You ask somebody, please sit on top of the sal, on top of the chavius, until the sal was so snug, it was so difficult. Now you need oig melech habushan, or you need somebody else to go, Goliath, to go and pull off the sal. I'm sorry? No, we're just giving other examples. Whenever the person didn't have any cement, he didn't have any lime. So you go and take the sal, you take the basket, you go and turn it over, but you have to put a mehedik very, very, very stark. Then it's choysim doi choysim. Because when
so the guy will not do it.
Exactly. It's a grace of tercha.
Will not make this dikula so hard.
Exactly. But the next Rashi, goy mehedik, if it was not tightly affixed to the barrel, noyach litloy, that'll be commanded, that's the kunish. You put the basket on, you take the basket off. But if you put the basket on so tight, that it's so hard that you have to bring Reb Simcha from Eretz Yisrael, and Reb Yechiel, and all the other chushim, yes, over here to go, and Reb Mendel, all from Eretz Yisrael to go and pull off, you have five people have to schlep it up, then it's mehedik, that's already also called choysem betoy choysem.
So if you have key, why do you mehedik? It's already cemented.
Yeah. That's only one chaisim. One cementing is one chaisim. You have to do two chaisim.
What's the
mehadik, right. The barrel itself was klupa, that's one chosim. Now you put the basket on top of it really tightly and snugly, where you have to have a Goliath to go and remove it.
Right.
It's like Reisa Tercha.
And then on top of it, you need a chosim.
And then you have to have somebody who's going to open up the chosim of the chavius, in other words, the megupa. He's going to have to go and be menasachit. He's going to have to put the lid back on. He's going to have to go and put on the shmiras again and put on the basket again. Here doesn't talk about chasim. Here just talks about the double chosim. Toy chosim is number one, that the first one was sealed with cement. It was sealed with cement or with lime, and on top of that, they put on this very, very heavy duty snug basket, which is almost impossible to remove unless you have five people schlepping it at the same time, etc. Anyway, that's case number two. Next case, case number three is noid b'diskaya. What size noid b'diskaya? Both a noid and a diskaya are made out of leather, out of oil. A noid means a flask, which is a relatively small container. You would take it along with you if you didn't have one of your Polish main water bottles. You would go and take along a neutral R with you. And you have to put in the sky. The sky is a larger pouch made out of R, made out of leather. And therefore you first go and seal the small noid, and you put it into the larger disguise. But that's not enough yet, Rabbi said. Don't be nervous. Don't jump up and down yet. So Timar, chasim mas pivlamata have a choisim betoy choisim. Pivlamalo have a choisim betoy choisim. Meaning that when you go and put the noid into the diskaya, first close up and seal up this noid, and then turn it upside down, then a hapachu, and put it inside the diskaya, and now you're going to go and seal the diskaya from the top. In such a case, that's choisim betoy choisim. However, if you were to go and have both of them on the top, meaning you did not turn over the noid when you put it into the sky, so both of them are towards the top, so then it's relatively easy to go and open up, you pull open the sky, and then you pull open the noid, and you can be menasach liayin. So it has to be dafka that you turned it upside down. Again, noid with the sky, chasim is pivlamata, v'choisim with the choisim, pivlamale, v'choisim with the choisim. Again, it all has to do with the amount of tercha that we assume the goy will or will not undertake in order to go and switch this wine or be menasach the wine. However, v'chikayif, pumilagav, v'tzayiv, v'chosim, v'choisim with the choisim. What happens if he didn't go and turn it all the way 180 degrees upside down, but he only did it at an angle? He just kayif pume legav. In other words, the noid was made out of leather, so therefore it's flexible. So he went and bent it over as he put it into the diskaya. And then he was mitzayiv. That's also enough. It doesn't have to be mamish 180 degrees, 120 degrees or 90 degrees. Also be good as long as he bends it over as he puts it into the larger diskaya. And these are the three ways that you have choisim b'toy choisim. So we have now a brand new Bryson. The Bryson is going to talk about three cases of twin cities. We have here in America the Minneapolis St. Paul, and we have Dallas Fort Worth, and now we're going to go and talk about other twin cities. Now, what's so important about these twin cities? In each case, the first city or town that the Gemara is going to list was the town of Kusim. Kusim, as we know, is Agantza Shaila, Kusim Geri Achrarois, or Geri Emes. We're talking about before the time that they found that they established a yoina on Har Grizim. We're not at that point yet. This is an earlier age where you have the Shaila Gabi Kusim, where they really Geri Emes or Geri Arois. That was one town. The twin city of the town, or the twin town, was a town of Goyim. And as we'll see, in the town of Kusim, mitzat atzmam, there is no cheshash, because the Kusim did not worship Avodah Zarah. Either they were full-fledged Yidin, Geri Emes, or they were Zachar Geirim Gerurim, Geirim of Machmas Aroyes, Balamaisa, the Mekafiyat Yiddish. And therefore, they didn't do any Avodah Zarah. So there would be no problem of Yayin Nesach or Samyenim by the Kusim. The problem, however, was that since the twin town was full of Goyim, Goyim would come into the town of the Kusim to go and do business. They would come into the store and they would say, "Oh, what does this wine look like? It looks great." And the Kusim say, "Here, be my guest. Here, take a cup, take a ladle, taste the wine, and then it up." So they were not makbid on maga oive kechovim. And therefore, the oive kechovim could put his hands in and make a ganza hocus pocus, hubadubal, and therefore we're worried about he might be menasach the wine. It's Tana Rabbi. Pretty showing all your oimim. Initially, in the good old days, they used to say, yain shel ein kushi osur, that ne biras sarika. Notice Rashi says about ein kushi, four lines to the bottom, mokin kusim. The second town was Biras Rika, Zotrashi, Oivdika Chavim, Hein Usmuch, and Hein Kosher was one next to each other, twin towns. And the same thing is Veshel Baraksa, again, Zotrashi, Irshel Kusim, is Osir Mamnei Kfar Parshoi, again of Oivdika Chav. Same thing again, Veshel Zagdor, Osir Mamnei Kfar Shalom. So each one of these three towns, the wine was Osir Barishoina, not because Mitzad Akusim, but Mitzad the Goyim that lived in the neighboring town. That was Barishoina. Chozer Leimar. In later years, they said, it depends. Chav yis psuchois, asurois. If you have open barrels used by the kusim to go and sell or to drink the wine, then it's also have to worry about the maga of the goy. If stumois, if they're sealed barrels, mutaris, then you don't have to worry anymore. It's good. Yes. I want to ask you a question. Stumois mutaris. Isn't it the case that every chavius that is awesome was at one time pesuach? Because otherwise, how did the wine get into the barrel in the first place? You can't go and buy a sealed barrel and say, okay, wine, move into the barrel. Now, come on, now, wine, go into the barrel. It's not going to go into the barrel. You have to open up the barrel and put the wine in. So before it's stumais, it was always psuchais. And you just said, now chavius psuchais are aser. So how is stumais mutter? Every stumais was at one time of psuchais. Anyway, this is not my kasha. This is the bottom toises asked this kasha, the last toises. The toises, the alpha pisha ein lucha stumais shloi psuchais mitchala, mikomokai. Why did he decide that he wants to be soysim them? He wants to keep it in safekeeping to sell it eventually to Jewish customers. So therefore, already when it was ready pasuach, he was very careful. He said, "Goyim aros." Only Yidden should be here, so we should be able to go and fill up the chavius with wine, and they were soysim it. No grape should be here.
Is this rule?
Yes.
Flies?
What do you mean?
I mean, the rule here, the halachic rule here, is if you think that this vendor wants to sell wine to Jews, we'll be very careful.
Halacha l'maisa, you have to ask a competent Orthodox rabbi.
Yeah.
We're just dealing with what happened historically many years ago in Ein Kushi. Anyway, so in the beginning, they said that everything is osir, osir, osir. Chazru l'maisa, so second wide line.
Rabbi?
Slicha.
Ken? לשכנות של אין קושי למקום של עבודה זרה.
בדיוק. למה?
ראינו בגמרא למעלה בתחילת
כן.
בתחילת הגמרא של כן, עבודה זרה.
כן.
ראינו
כן.
שהשכנות לא תמיד מחייבת. אולי זה older the older.
ייתכן מאוד, או לפני, כלומר לפני עיוור. כן, אתה אומר 100%. אבל הגמרא אומרת פה שזה הייתה המציאות. המציאות הייתה שהאנשים שגרו
בעין קושי,
הכותים שגרו בעין קושי, הם הזמינו והניחו לגויים להשתמש, לנגוע, לנסח את היין, ולכן אנחנו חוששים, אולי גוי הכניס ידו, והוא עשה את הניסח היין. ולכן אמרו, אסור, אסור, אסור. However, חוזרו לימר, second white line, that חוביוס פסוכויס אסורויס, סטומס ומטרס. פרייטי מקורם מייסובר, בסייף מייסובר. Initially, they said, all חוביוס are אסור. Pesuchois and stumois. Later on they said, psuach, no good. Sosim is good. So what was the change of heart? Meikar lesover, ein kusi makbet al maga ibikachovim. Loishna psuchais, my stumois. The kusi was a very easygoing guy. Come on, goyim, sure, touch, drink, take whatever you want. And therefore, maga ibikachovim have to be noivis, attack a goyim, put their hands in, and they were menasach the wine, and therefore it's awesome. However, the psoif sover, in later years we saw, kiloi kopir a psuchois. We saw taka, if the wine is open, they're not makbid. You take and drink and put in your hand and sample it. Asumois mikmid kopir, they were makbid, and they told goyim, don't get close to stumois, even when the bow was still pasuach, to make sure that they'd be able to sell it to eat. Frey tomorrow, stumois mutaris. Just because it's awesome, it's mutter, the minion last kasha. Don't eat more ash and they're sticking the price. Ha sheleya chob yeshul yayin biyad kusi. If a person sent a messenger, a chovis of yayin in the hands of a kusi. Kusi you don't have to worry about being manasseh. But a kusi you do have to worry about maga oivei kechom. Or vishal tzir vishal murias biyad oivei kechom. A goy, if you are sending a chovis a barrel of fish yoch, tzir means fish sauce, murias is fish brine. What's the difference between fish sauce and fish brine? Fish brine has in it pieces of fish. Fish sauce only has the sauce in it. And you send the biyat over to Chavim. Afterwards, the Yid now receives this pekel, this chavis shel yain, or the chavis of tzir or muriyas. In makre chisama, if he recognizes the chisam, he sees on it, oh, it's signed by the bedatz, Rav Landau, Rav Kook, or whoever signed it, and he says, oh, Rabbi Rubin, this is a good hashkocha, it's fine and dandy. And makre chisamai, v'stamai, I'm not giving approval or a non-approval of any of these hashkochas. I'm just throwing out examples. And makre chisamai, if the Yid recognizes the chosim, so oh, ich kenoch, this is from the chief rabbi, v'stamai, and he recognizes how it was awesome, mutter, if it's awesome, and he recognizes the chasima, good, mutter, fine, good. In lav, however, if he doesn't recognize, it's taka, awesome, taka, there's a chosim around it, and it's awesome, yet, but he doesn't recognize Yechvashish. I never heard of this Rabbi Smith. I don't know who Rabbi Smith, Yechvashish, I don't know who that is. Also, then it's awesome. One second. Let's go back to the Reisha. Shaleach chavi shel yain biyad kusi, you're saying, is osur. Why is it osur? Because not that the kusi was manasseh, but maybe mag of kechav. But you're talking about a chavi which is still moist. You're talking about that it was sosum. If he doesn't recognize the chosim, saying it's osur. Didn't we just say now that the kusim in later years were makbid on stu moist not to allow for maga oivet kechavim? Is the chasira? What's the locha by chavi stu moist by kusim? Aliba halacha. It depends where you have the chavis tumais. Is it in the city or is it al haderach? What does that mean in the city al haderach? Explains Rashi that if it's in the ear, it's in the city, meaning that the goy, for instance, has a liquor store where they're selling wine. If there happens to be a barrel of wine that he intends selling to the Jews and he's been soisim it, you don't have to worry about it. He didn't allow maga nochri because he wants to be able to sell this chavis tumais to a yid. However, it's baderach. Baderach, nobody's around in the derach. He's the only one traveling on this road. So if a goy comes over to him and says, hey, you know what, I'd like to have some of the wine, I'd like to drink it, I'd like to manasseh it. So the kusi looks around. I don't see any yidin around. No problem. Nobody's around. And therefore, I have the potential problem of maga oive koychov. The ear, the kusi was makbid because he was afraid. People are looking, Rishus Haravim, people are looking through the window of his store, people are coming into the store, but Baderach is not noivis. So, straight to my masculine Rabbi Yirmiya, Miri Hanoch the ear, Loi Baderach Asu. How did the wine get into his city, into his town, into his store in the first place?
Exactly.
You think in the, like the Toys asked on the Yamadav, you think in the chotzer of the store he has his own vineyard. Exactly. And the barrels of screw from the ground, he has a vineyard in his store. It was imported from somewhere. So if it was imported from somewhere, it had to go Aladerach. So maybe Aladerach, maybe at that time, it was touched by Alamina Goyim. Says Rabbi Yirmiya, it depends at what time of the year. Most of the year, you're right, the Durachim are relatively empty. You don't have so much traffic, and therefore you could have a kusi stand on the side on the shoulder and invite a goy to go and touch the wine and sample the wine and drink from the wine. Oh, baderach toynish. No good. Then it's taka osur. However, you're talking about ben agitos. Ben agitos means at the time of the wine pressing, meaning at the time of the harvesting of the grapes, when they're schlepping all the grapes to the wineries. Everybody wants to go and bring his grapes to the wineries. People didn't have their own private wineries. They had large-scale wineries like we have today. So all of the grape producers and all the wine purchasers and all the wine manufacturers, everybody went to the Gittos. Yes, so there's a tremendous amount of traffic. There was pekakim al haderach to go from Yerushalayim to Bnei Brak. Took 3 hours to get there because of all the Bein HaGittos. It was so, so busy. And then came the Kol Yalma Afchi, since everybody dreitzach, everybody's al haderach, Mir says, he is terrified. I'm not going to go and open this barrel for a goy. All the Yidolach are going to pass by and they're going to say, oh, Look at this kusi, he's opening up the barrel for the guy. So bottom line is, conceptually, it's the same teretz as the Gemara gave before. A kusi is taken makbid, not to allow for maga akum by chovioi stumois, but he's only makbid when there's a possibility of someone seeing him, either in the ear or on the derech ben agitos. However, if it's a time of year when things are quiet, nobody's around, he's traveling, the only one on Kvish Echad, whatever it's called, Kvishesh, he's the only one that's traveling that day. So then I have to be worried about Chas V'Sholom from Maga Akum, and then you wouldn't be able to drink and buy even from the Chavioi's Situmois.
He's not trustworthy.
Sorry?
He's not trustworthy.
He's not trustworthy. Oh, just very good. He's only Mirsis if he's worried about people are walking. There's no Mirsis if there's nobody around. There's only Mirsis if there are people around. Now, we really skipped over a little bit the second part of the Brice at the top. Shel Tzir v'shel Murius. What's the problem of the Tzir and the Murius? So Rashi gives us a little bit of understanding what the tzir of the tzir is. The tzir of the tzir. If you look at the second, third line of Rashi, v'shel tzir umurius v'yadav v'chav, tzorach ha-kores choysim. You have to be able to see the choysim there. What's so important? What do you have to worry about? Sardines, about herring? What's the problem? Tzir. You don't have to worry about someone pouring wine into the fish sauce to make it better. Why did the mehayayin yekarim yishal tzir? Because fish sauce is cheaper than wine. Nobody would go and pour wine in. That would be a waste of money. Maybe they're going to go and switch it, not for kosher fish, for non-kosher fish. It Murius is the same thing? No. Or Murius Chayshinan, Aidi the Demei Murius Yekarim Midmei Yayin. There the Demei Murius attack a more expensive, it's more Yakar than the Demei Yayin. Dilma Shakl Murius Ma'ayil Chamra Arabe. Here I'm talking, worried about his Gemach HaSwitch. He's going to pour in some wine which is cheaper than the Murius. Sorry, he's going to take the Murius for himself. So that's why the Raisa says, if it's in the hands of a Goy, I have to worry about, by the Tzir, he's going to go and switch kosher fish sauce for non-kosher fish sauce. And in the case of the Murius, it's not a question of the sauce. There the question is, and he might pour in some wine, because the wine was even cheaper, but that's only the Gabi Ovikachov. By Kusi, you weren't Nechshed of Chalufei, they didn't get involved in that type of switching, so it wasn't a Shaila. Only by the Chavi Shal Yain there was a Shaila about Magda of the Chavim, but not by the fish sauce. Zhokti Yomar Baita. Now we're starting a brand new Inyan Rabbeisai. Zhokti Yomar. Then we finish off Kim Nikol Yalm Afri. Mrs. Omah Hashti Chazili Mitzvah. If anybody's going to see me, oi, I'm going to lose my business, and therefore they're noivis to go and be Machlev even Al Haderach. Itmar. Until now we only spoke about wine. All of a sudden Gemara says, why did they aser sheikhar beer of the Chav? Now it's interesting. We're already on Daf Lamed Aleph of our Masechta. We never ever had from Daf Beis until now a Mishnah or a Braisa that said that it's aser to drink beer. Maybe you are allowed to drink beer, mitagoy. Where does it say that? Why did they aser? Who said that it's awesome in the first place? Anyway, that's not my kasha. The Toysis asks this kasha. Toysis, the first Toysis in the wide lines, is about 10 lines into the wide lines. The name of Asu Shecha is a Shecha like Matsinu, like the Mishnah, like the Braisa. The Shem of the Meo Amiroim Asu apparently says Toysis. It appears to be that at times of Amiroim, they instituted a special Isser. Now, what's the Isser? They were not Menasech with Shecha. That's not an issue. So, what's the Isser? So, Tumara, two potential problems. Rami Bar Chama Amr Yitzchak Mishum Chasnus. We spoke about that before. By Stam Yenam, there's a problem of Chasnus that we're worried about. That if a Johnny is going to sit with Rabbi Yankif together in a bar or together in the home of the Goy, that after they get a little bit high, he says, "Oh, I heard you have a daughter and I have a son. We could go and cut out the Shatchan, the middleman. We don't have to send resumes. We don't have to ask information. You have a son, a daughter. A marriage made in heaven, and chulila b'chas, boily day, assimilation, chas hashalom his boilus, etc. That's the issue. Rav Nachman Omer Mishim Giloy. Oh, that's the old gila that we had already yesterday, that I'm afraid that a snake may have drunk from the beer, and left some eres, some venom in the beer, and that of course is unbearable, because chas hashalom a person can pass away from drinking the venom, and therefore that's the issue. Nothing to do with chas, it's not the timid gila.
The goyim are not afraid of snakes?
We're going to talk about that shortly. Don't be nervous, Mishim. Everything is going to be addressed in the Gemara. Frank the Gemara, a gilui demai. What is the gilui according to Rav Nachman? Ilei magilui de naziyasa. Are we talking about naziyasa? Naziyasa, says Rashi, is the gigas. The gigas means the large vat that you have in the beer brewery. And that vat is open. And therefore, what can happen is snakes can get to it. And that's what I'm worried about, the gilui situation. If you go to the kosher breweries of beer, you'll see that we Jews also leave it open. We're not nervous that snakes are going to drink from the beer. Because just like the Gemara said yesterday, but when it's yayin toseis, when it's fermenting, when it's bubbling, the snakes stay away. So presumably the same thing applies to the sheikha, to the beer. That's the chavita. You must be talking about the beer once it's hit the barrel. We too are not makbid. We're makbid on water. We're makbid on wine. But we're not makbid on beer. Apparently, the palate of the snakes is such that they're not interested in drinking from beer. So what's the gilui problem? It's more like tricha be aser de matzlumaya. Ooh, how do you make beer? You think you go make beer by going into the store and saying, "I want to buy a beer." You have to manufacture the beer. How do you manufacture the beer? You start off with water and you add to it either hops or barley or marim dates, wherever the community, whatever their minig was. But the point is, you have to mix it with water. Now, to have nice beer, kishmak, and to be able to go and charge more, so you have to write on it organic. Organic beer, of course, you can go and get 50% more. So how do you get organic water? So you matzli maya, says Rashi. So look at Rashi. Rashi about 5-6 lines beyond our Gemara, below our Gemara. Ba'asad matzli maya. But mokrish regil l'hashri samayim b'kli. They would leave the water standing in the kli for a day or two or three. At yutzlulim until they are really crystal clear. In other words, whatever bacteria, germs, junk, whatever is in the water should all fall to the bottom or flow to the top. And then you're going to go and take just the middle water, you'll filter the top and leave out the bottom. Maim yeshvem, maim, of course, is a din of gilui. We had that yesterday in the Gemara at length. Aha, okay, so zokti Gemara yet. We're not talking about after it became beer. But before it became beer, the water in those places where they don't just go and take the water from the tap and just mix it, but rather, or water from the river and just mix it, but they let the water stand for a while. And when the water stands, then the nochash, he hears that it's going to be used for the beer, and the nochash says, "I better drink quickly before they put it into the brewery, and I'm not going to drink it then." So therefore, the nochash may drink from it, and therefore I have a problem with potential gilui. Achushi B'chava said, "Why aren't the goyim worried about it?" We're going to address that question a little bit later. If that's the case, Yoshon Tishteri. If it's old, it should be mutter. What means if it's old, it should be mutter? The Omer Rav, Yoshon Mutter, Ein Menichoy Liyashen. Hechmitz Mutter, Ein Menichoy Lihachmitz. Venom is such that it has certain acidic qualities and properties to it, that number one, it won't allow for beer to go and get old, as well as it won't allow fermentation. For instance, if you're talking about wine, if there's venom inside the wine, this wine will not turn sour and become chomitz, become vinegar. Why? Because there's some sort of property quality to that. I'm sorry?
A chemical process.
Oh, shkoyach, thank you very much. A chemical inside this venom that doesn't allow it. See, if that's the case, we should always say that old beer or old wine should be mutter, because the fact that it's gotten old and that it's fermented is the chasim that there was no venom here. Because if there was venom, it would never become yayin yashin, it would go bad, it would spoil, whatever. So the fact that it becomes yashin, we should say it's mutter. So if that's your concern about venom at the time of the water, the chayre shouldn't be a problem. And therefore, Frank the Gemara, why do we aser yayin yashin? Why do we aser the vinegar? Because we're saying at one time it was wine, and at that time maybe the nochash put eris in it. The proof positive that there was no venom is the fact that this got yashin and this got chaymet. Everything, Gemara, mitzad the chemicals and the chemistry, you're right. But gzeira yashin otu chavish. The Chacham said, if I'm going to allow yayin yashin to be drunk, because I'll say there's no problem of gilui, you know what's going to happen? We'll say, well, okay, and then quickly people are going to go and stop being mekel and matir, and they're going to go and drink wine, only to find out chamira sakanta meisura, not to show this gilui. If they made across the board gzeira osir osir Now let's go back to the chassis. We just focus now on the gilui. But remember, the first reason the sheikha was Amr Yitzchak Mishum Chassis. To tell the Gemara, Rav Papa mafikin leila above the chanuta v'shasi. Rav Papa was concerned about this chasnas problem, and he said the only problem is if you sit together in the bar, in the store, in the home of the goy, and you sit together and you drink beer together. Oh, that could be problematic. So what did Rav Papa do? Remember, Rav Papa was, of course, a beer brewer, as we all know, and that's how he became wealthy, says Igmar in other places. And that's how also he became somewhat stout. Anyway, but Rav Papa, mafikin lei la boba de chanuta.
No pun intended.
No pun intended.
Stout beer.
Exactly, stout beer. I didn't know this is something called stout beer.
Stout?
Never heard of it.
Rav Papa was making
okay.
It's a type of beer.
It's a type of beer? I only heard of Budweiser, maybe the Weissnich.
Rav Papa was making beer out of
Shmarin. It's true. True. Okay. Musket. Anyway, yeah, but here the problem over here is not what you made it out of, because here we're not worried about it. We're worried about the chasnas problem, that you can get high on the beer. So the Papa Mafikin Leila Baba de Chanuta Vishasi. What he would do is he would go and buy the beer from the guy, and then he would say, Sayonara, the Hitraat. He left the store and he would drink it outside the store. Rav Achoy.
Was he getting inside? Someone else
would
have brought him outside.
Fine, okay, Maskev. He could be Rav Papa was a wealthy person. He had two shamasim. He would stand outside and he would say to Shabbos, Zahmoichel, buy some beer and come on out. Fine, I agree with you. Rav Achoy, Maisulei Lebeise, Vishasi. Rav Achoy, he didn't go like Rav Papa and drink it outside the brewery or outside the store. But what did he do? He went and brought the wine, and of course our Chashuv Echav is going to say he didn't bring it himself. Somebody brought for him, the delivery people with. They brought it to his home. The Shasi drank it in the home. The Chavai Mishum Chassi, both of them hold not Al Zgiloi, but Al Chassi. Rav Achoy, Ovid Archok, Yiserta, and Rav Achoy wanted to make even a greater Archok, and not just to drink it outside the store, but to take it all the way home, so that should be far, far away from the guy. Good. Talk to you more on Maisa. Rav Shmuel Bar Bisna Ikle Le Marguin. Marguin is the name of a place. And Rashi says, Marguin, see Rashi about 10 lines from the bottom, Yisrael Chashudim Hayu, they were Yidin that lived in Marguin, but they were Chashud, Lo Yim Makpidim Al Yenim Shlod Yichodim, they were not Makpid on Yayin Stam Tanayin Nasa, they were not Makpid. Ais L'chamra, so now Rav Shmuel Bar Bisna is there in the town of Marguin. They go and bring him to drink some wine. For Laishi, of course, he didn't drink because he knows that the Yidin here are not makbid. Aisli Shechra, and they brought him now some Shechra Laishi, and he didn't go and drink from the Shechra. Fait, I don't understand why. Vishle Mechamra Mishum Shimta. Shimta, says Rashi, means the Chshad, that this might be Yayin Asa. But Shechra Mishum Mai, what do I have to be nervous about? We're Yidin over here. So if his daughter marries a Ben of one of these Yidin, or Fakert, we're not talking about goyim, so not assimilation chasnas. After more mishim shimta the shimta, which means that like a gzeira gzeira. Says Rashi, shimta the shimta, gzeira shikra atu chamra. So you're going to tell me gzeira the gzeira, but the chum held apparently that once you allow a person to start drinking beer, then it's like, well, beer, then I can drink liquor, and you go wine. It all becomes one ganza mishmash, and everybody said, don't drink. Don't even drink Coca-Cola. No, Coca-Cola, apparently you could. But anything else, osir. Okay. Omer Rav. Hai Sheikh de Armor. The Sheikh of the Armor. We had Armor already yesterday anymore. Shari, you're allowed to go and drink their Sheikhor. V'chia b'ril on yishimene. My mom zin chia. He is not going to drink from it. So now, what's going on over here? With the chia, you've been up to chazonishnika, you've been up to abriska. Everybody else can drink it. He can't drink. Manavshach. He shari, the kuli alma shari. It's much of everybody. He also the kuli alma. You know, what's going on? Not because of chasis, because of giloi. Ah, the ozel meroira de kishusa, the kolile zihare. What does that mean? Kishusa means the hops. Hops means the material, the ingredients that you put in besides the water. Merura means that the bitterness of the hops is such. They also have chemical properties to them. The kolile zihare, and they neutralize the ZRA, the poison in the eris, in the venom of the snake. And therefore, everybody else in town is allowed to go and drink from the beer, because even if it was Nizgala when it was still water, and the snake drank from it, and the venom got into it, you don't have to worry. The hops of the beer went and neutralized the venom. But that's only by a regular, normal person. Udaloki, Rashi is a Udaloki, someone who's chas v'sholem, a choyla, he's a shvacha person in his constitution. Malkilei tvei chas v'sholem, that could only irritate and infuriate whatever disease, whatever illness he has. You see Rashi about three lines at the bottom, Udaloki, Malkilei, or the b'shu choyla koyrim l'chayim, v'shoyseyu maziku yamach v'cholei. Says now the Gemara, Chia Bri says, Rav Abad, Chia his son, Manzin Chia, Hoyvaloki, unfortunately, Ed is a bissel shvach, he was apparently sickly at that time, that's why he shouldn't, it's an ishbein chumris, the parshat out medical reasons out sakar. Om Shmuel, kol hashirotzim yeshlen eres, shal nochosh meimis, shal shirotzim einen meimis. Says Shmuel, Shmuel remembers not only the grace of Shmuel, but he was also a doctor, and also somebody, Brother Shai is going to say he was also an astronomer, and somebody else will say he was also whatever. Anyway, Shmuel was kol hashirotzim yeshlen eres, all rodents, all insects, all ezachim, b'shmoyni shirotzim, etc., these creeping critters, they all have in a some form of venom in them. Shal nochosh meimis, the one of nochosh is really bad, l'chas v'sholem, that can go and kill someone. Shal shirotzim einen meimis, it can make someone sickly, but it's not that strong to go and kill someone. Amalei Shmuel l'chia barav. Shmuel said to Chia Barav, Bar Aryeh, use the son of the great Ari, in other words, the son of Rav. I'm going to go and tell you something that I heard from Dan Tata Rav. In other words, Rav apparently had already passed away, and Shmuel is telling Chia Barav something he heard from his father. This is what your father said. Hani armoy zukani. If you find armoy zukani, what's my zukani? Zukani doesn't mean zukanim, but Rashi says zukani means nefuchim. If you see that they are stout, right? If they drank a lot of stout beer and they became stout, yes, that means that they are corpulent, that they are swollen. You know what happened? It's because they drank from this gilui stuff. And they didn't die. Didn't you say you have to worry about this? Is your kasha. Don't they, if you drink venom chulila. The Arameniums that are so, and the Alagoyim, the Ishkotzim Ramasim, their whole physical constitution changes, and therefore they now build up whatever types of immunization and antibodies, and that doesn't allow for the venom to go and kill them. And that's why if we drink from the Goyish beer, they don't have to worry, because it's really Mule Ishkotzim Ramasim, they're in their stomachs and in their veins and their DNA, but we Yidden, we have to be careful. Amr of Yosef, we're just going to finish the three lines. Amr of Yosef. Now this is challah. Challah of course means vinegar. Most of the time we speak about the Gemara's vinegar is wine that became sour. Now we're talking about vinegar that was originally sheikhar, which is originally beer. From the amor, from the goyim. Osir. Why is it osir? The ma'arvi bay durdaya diayin esach. Because they pour into that challah de shikhra the sediment. The durdaya means the shemarim, the sediment on the bottom of the ayin esach, and therefore it's not only a shayla of chasnas, a shayla of gilui, and the shayla of the ayin esach. On Rav Ashi, that's only if you're drinking it now, and he put it in now temporarily. However, umei oitzar, if he has barrels of this challah de shichra that he's holding in safekeeping to be able to go and sell in the future, that's sure, that's already mutter. Why? Kim the ma'arvi bay. If you were to go and add wine to it, Mr. Sorry, the thing begins to stink, it really goes bad, it deteriorates very, very quickly, and so therefore, if he's putting in storage, you have nothing to worry about, he didn't pour in any wine. However, if it's just short term that he wants to sell it and drink it and give it, then I have to worry about that he put in the wine, and then it'll be awesome. I give you Chodesh, everyone. Thank you for